Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
ICE agents at school. You're bleeping kidding me. Let's go over some of the precursors again. Yes, Joe Biden, incompetent on the border. Mean it. Incompetent on the border. Donald Trump deserves praise for shutting down the border. If we can track down, or when we track down, or if there's greater emphasis of tracking down criminals who are in this country illegally, go get them. Go get them. But other parts of this are sheer nonsense, fraudulence, and just trying to intimidate anyone in particular if their skin isn't white. We are going to set up, first of all, the mask situation. Let's go over that again. Last time I checked, MPD, St. Paul PD, LAPD, Tempe PD, FBI, other folks, they're not showing up with masks on. You're gross and you're despicable if you're doxing anyone, Dave, okay? Anybody, let alone you're worse if you're going after law enforcement. By the way, that doesn't mean everybody in law enforcement walks on water. They're magical. They're amazing. And by the way, that doesn't mean if you criticize someone in particular in law enforcement, I don't know, maybe Derek Chauvin. Because this resurrecting of Derek Chauvin is absurd. 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 9.5 minutes. Yeah, the technique and parts of the technique were taught. I keep forgetting where they said 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 9.5 minutes on somebody's throat. Because it's not. And anybody knows that. So if you want to call out the Derek Chauvins of the world, and obviously you get to disagree with any parts of this, it's part of the show. That doesn't mean you're now anti-police. It's really convenient how some people do that. If you end up praising like 99% of law enforcement, but you criticize an individual's now like, oh, they hate police. Give me a break. But what we're going to do now is we're going to have ICE set up outside of our schools. That's what this administration's about. Come on. So, trip story. Not the first time we've talked about this, but it's really resonating in town. Yesterday, St. Louis Park, superintendent had to tell families they had briefly increased supervision around the schools after receiving reports that ICE agents might be nearby. Around schools. At no time will ICE or other related law enforcement agents be allowed to access the school beyond the main office area without specific court documents legally required to provide us with this access. An individual posted a photo where this individual's partner is the principal, okay? And they walked teachers and staff walked 100 children out of the building after a musical practice this week out of caution regarding the possibility of ICE presence in the area. Get the criminals. This show is not timid in that anyway, but we literally need kids to be walked to a bus or to a waiting parent because ICE is near a school. That's what people voted for. They voted for stopping the border. Great. I genuinely mean, bravo. And don't say, oh, you never called it up. Bull blank. Called it out constantly. Said, I don't know, what point early on in the Biden presidency he's hiding, he's not capable. Where's more in this? Schools emphasize they don't collect immigration status. Federal agents cannot access students without going through administrators, and districts are bound by state and federal law to protect student privacy. You want ICE going after kids. Is that what you're telling me? Text me right now. 651-461-9226. We have a ton of MAGA supporters, Trump supporters. ICE, go get them. This is what you want. Or just call in and say, no. I'm glad they're going after criminals. I'm glad the border's been shut down. I want their mask off. I want no harassing of them. But this is the longest bridge possible. Too far. Roseville, the superintendent, said the district is concerned about federal actions targeting individuals of color. He emphasized the change of federal enforcement do not change our district's legal responsibility to protect the rights and privacy of students. The idea that this is only happening now, oh no. Dave found other stories, and I think we talked about almost all of them. Immigration enforcement officers were denied entry into L.A. schools months ago. Oakland, same thing. Oregon educators trained members how to respond to ICE on school campuses. This is what you want. This is really it. This is really what you want. You want, not only at schools, you want your neighbor who's been here 15 years and has been working here. That's who you want. The lawyer, the doctor, the teacher, the guy who works at the golf course, the guy who owns a bakery or works at the bakery. And it's funny when Trump realizes, oh, some industries that matter, maybe we'll make exceptions to those. You think of all the Donnie golf courses, Dave, that there haven't been illegal immigrants taking care of his golf course and his restaurants and his hotels in the thousands?
Yeah, I'm sure they've kept it very tight.
Of course. Farmers are getting crushed by his tariffs. Remember when he was backpedaling in that area? But now we're going to go to schools, and students have to be walked out to their car. You are kidding me. Al is first up when we come back. Agree with me? Disagree with me? Let's go. Let's discuss this. It's grotesque, in my opinion. 16 past 12, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, home of the Twins, Major Garrett and 20. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the music theme? Then we'll get. I want to get your thoughts on this.
The music theme is the greatest bit of cultural appropriation we have this time of year.
Mm.
It is Christmas songs written by wonderful Jewish songwriters.
They're not allowed? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying they're absolutely allowed. It's the greatest cultural appropriation. They're some of our greatest, most memorable Christmas
tunes. What a music
tunes,
theme.
Oh, written by Jewish folks.
All right, let's go. What do you want to say about this? ICE agents at schools. Walking kids out. Out of concern that ICE agents are right there. Dave Hagerin. What did this? United States of America, 2025, December 5th.
You got the date. Nice job. Do better, America. We can do better.
Honestly.
I mean, I there are obviously some people that have a problem with ICE doing any work anywhere at any time.
And we're not in that group.
No, we are not.
Absolutely not.
ICE should be able to do their jobs, get the worst of the worst. Absolutely.
Right.
But not in a school. We're not tearing parents away from kids at schools. We're not scaring the rest of the children if they see ICE taking a teacher or a principal or whoever, a parent, away in handcuffs. No, we can do better than doing it at, in front of, next to a school.
Elementary school. Think about it. We got a middle school, whatever. We got to walk kids out. All right, plenty of calls. Al, thank you very much for listening. You're on WCCO. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Chad. Thanks for the call, taking my call. I'm going to piggyback what you ended your last segment with. Grotesque actions are taken by grotesque people. My wife is an elementary school teacher up close to the cities with a large Somali population. She has actually had to just calm those poor kids down. The president of the United States said, "We don't want you here. You guys are grotesque. You're disgusting. We don't." You know, can you imagine an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, when the president says, "We don't want you here," and then they have ICE agents? My God, it is so it's Christmas.
Sometimes it's hard to believe this is happening,
myself.
Right?
I just can't contain myself anymore. This is just it's evil.
It's not
pure
even
evil.
He's not even 1 year into his presidency.
Pure evil, and I pray for his soul. Thank you, Al.
I appreciate that. Steve has called in. Again, folks who disagree with me, we never, like, there was a text recently suggesting that, like, there's some system has been set up that we weed out the ones that don't agree with this. We're much more likely. The evidence is overwhelming to read the ones that disagree with us. So if you disagree on this point, text or call in. No prop. Steve, you're on CCO.
Yeah, I just heard you and Dave say something to the extent that you don't really want to interfere with how ICE agents feel they need to do their job. And I ask, what is your issue with masks? It seems like they're law enforcement, and they feel that's necessary for their safety for a number of reasons to wear them.
Why don't all the other folks in law enforcement wear masks?
Because it's different.
What's different?
And it's still their choice.
What's different?
And why is it different?
What's
because
different?
The raids they're doing are highly political, and they're concerned that let them speak for themselves. But
I'm allowed to have an opinion. You're allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying I'll let them speak for themselves. But they really we haven't really heard. I'd like to know.
Yes, we have. They've suggested they need anonymity because they've been doxxed, and that, and you also heard me, right? Call that out and say that's deplorable. That is awful. But
okay,
but
then
Steve,
why
Steve,
are you against
hey, well, I'm going to explain because Steve, they're showing up in unmarked vehicles, wearing masks, and grabbing people. You're okay with that? Yes or no?
You know, I'm
you're
okay
not
with proceed. No, I'm okay with procedures to do that, but I think the mask doesn't mean anything to me. It does not concern me.
Okay, but I just ask you a question. I really appreciate calling in. I want to say that. You're okay if on a raid, individuals who are doing their job, but it's an unmarked vehicle, nothing identifying themselves, and they're wearing masks and grabbing people. You're okay with that?
I'm assuming that they have something.
They don't.
All the pictures I've seen is they say something that says ICE on their uniform.
They don't. It's all over the place. Come on. You know
okay,
that.
I'd like to know more about that, but I think as a rule, if they're identified some way, somehow, whether they're wearing masks or not, that's important.
FBI agents, don't wear masks. National Guardsmen, don't wear masks. I'm not sure the city you live in, you don't think those folks have been targeted?
No, I don't think that applies here because of what you just said about doxing and their concern. And I don't feel that's for us to second guess. They're putting themselves at risk.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Call in again. Bill, you're on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Yeah, just real quick to comment on Steve's point. Sounds like Steve might be a person of a Caucasian persuasion, which is probably why he's not worried about it. If I were a person of color right now, I would be concerned of people wearing masks and showing up because I don't know where they come from. I don't know who they are. And we've already had political violence in this state where somebody
Correct.
Wore a mask. So
We had someone show up at multiple legislators' homes portraying themselves as a law enforcement, killed two, tried to kill more. Come on.
Right.
They can show up, identify themselves, and anyone who's involved in doxing, they should see 5-10 years in prison.
Absolutely. We don't see judges wear masks.
No.
They don't, or prosecuting attorneys. Regardless, the problem that I have right now with ICE and where we're at is that the undocumented people in this country have been essentially used by pawns by our political leaders for years and years. We have invited undocumented people to work in our country to fill the jobs that we can't fill, to keep prices down on things. And the only reason there's never been any significant legislation to find a path towards documentation is because each side wants to use them for political gain. They're not actually working together. If 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we would have created a system to create citizenship through working, then we wouldn't be in this situation. Close the border, figure out a way for the people that are working and not committing crimes to be here legally, and then call it a day. It's not that hard.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the phone call. Lots of texts coming in. Stalin's Russia. Chad, they grab bad people when they're wearing their masks. They're not grabbing little grandmas and grandpas. They knew what they're grabbing. Get over it. The evidence is overwhelming that at times they've grabbed the wrong individuals. It's overwhelming. By the way, I am applauding. I will say this maybe for the fourth time in this segment, and I know you said it multiple times too. Go after the violent criminals. Go at it with force, but go at it legally. But you're telling me if you're just sitting there in your car and you see a vehicle come up, just a whatever, what kind of a truck, van, whatever, and folks come out, don't have anything identifying them, they have masks on, and they grab two or three people, this is what we want in America right now?
No, I don't think we do.
And the idea that they're right every single time, they're right the majority of the time, I'm sure they are.
Yes, but there's plenty of documentation of situations where they were incorrect.
Yes.
And that's not something we want, obviously. It's not something we want. Not something anybody wants. Of course, they're right more than they aren't, thank God.
I cannot wrap my head around what Trump is allowed to be doing. How Tom Emmer can stand with these attacks that people represent is unbelievable. I pray for an early end to Trump's term. Well, I hope that better not be any allusion to his health, because I don't agree with the man, but I hope he lives a long, healthy life. Tom Emmer, we called this out early in the week. I mean, when Tom Emmer continues to repeat a complete and total lie that 80% of the crimes committed in Minneapolis are committed by Somalis, and he goes on lapdog butt-kissing interviews where he can say that crap and he gets away with it. Tom Emmer, deep in his heart, somebody who's known him for 40 years, is a good person. He is. And he's just decided, like so many other good people, that this is the way I have to go. I have to put aside my moral decency to support someone who just, again, I have voted many times for a Republican. In 22, our last like statewide election, I voted for multiple Republicans for statewide office. I'm not voting for MAGA, just like I'm not voting for far left. And the number of individuals who have just decided, unless I get in Trump's good graces, I'm done. How about FIFA? How about all, we just make up awards to kiss his big fat butt. All these leaders show up giving him stuff because he's so easy to influence. The Honduran president who wrote him a letter, "Dear Excellency," this guy's involved in more drugs than anybody convicted in this country, but because he kissed Donald's butt, he's out. Just like Mom Donnie when he showed up. He just, what he likes? Butt kissing and stars. And Mom Donnie, again, nowhere close to my politics. Not close. But he walked in there, smart, eloquent, good-looking guy, said these things, kissed up to Donald, and Donald's like, "Woo! He's not bad." It's just not tough. Major next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.